This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. The music of Man Man could maybe be best described as controlled chaos. Everything from the way frontman Ryan Kattner writes to their eclectic mix of instruments to the energy of their live performances suggests a world teetering on the edge, which makes their new album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between, just right for, well, right now. It's the first Man Man album in 7 years, and today, Ryan Kattner, who also goes by the stage name Honus Honus, is here to talk about what he's been up to in that time, how they ended up redoing the whole record at one point because it was missing a vibe, and what it means to release an album right now. You'll also hear how the sounds of a car crash, a guillotine, and an online viral sensation ended up on the album. But first, let's dive into one of those new tracks so you can really get a feel for where we're headed. This is Man Man with Cloud Nine. Nothing ever lasts, didn't you learn? That was Cloud Nine from Man Man, their new album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. Today, I'm speaking to Ryan Kattner, also known by his stage name, Honus Honus. He's also the mastermind behind Man Man. Ryan, welcome back to the cafe.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to be here.
You know, we're talking via video chat. Where exactly are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, not far actually from where I wrote the record.
You know, World Cafe, you've been on the show before. It's produced in Philadelphia, usually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is where you're from. You moved to L.A. between your last album and this new one, correct?
I did.
For you, what is the most notable difference when it comes to making music in Philly and versus in L.A.?
You know, Philly is, it's in the Northeast Corridor. If you're a band, it's great for touring. Everything's really close. But I was just finding that, I tend to flourish when I'm surrounded by people that challenge me in all types of different creative fields. And there's a lot of it in Philly, but I felt like I kind of was getting stagnant in my own brain, so I had to get out.
It's been a while between Man Man albums. The last one was in 2013 called On Oni Pond, which is 7 years. I'd like to talk about what you were up to in between. I understand you ended up scrapping almost the entire album at one point after working on it for years because it didn't feel right. And you said the vibe was off, something crucial was missing. So what was the missing element?
You know, a lot of the credit goes to producer Cyrus Garamani on that one because at that point we'd been recording for, I think, 3 years. But by vibe, I wanted it to feel like you were in a room with us. And it was missing that because it was all recorded in a studio. And so we decided that we would go on tour for a week and then go into a studio and then try to recut as much as we can in 2 days. And that's
wow.
What we did. So we, So for Cyrus, who had spent 3 years, you know, he's got a family, like trying to squeeze in recording. It kind of reminded me of when I first started out was, there's no money. You have to squeeze in recording when you can. You're hustling. Who knows if anyone wants to hear this thing? So for him, to his credit, he agreed with me. He was like, "Yeah, we need this to feel more live. We want you to hear all the imperfections."
You've also worked on a bunch of other stuff in that time, some of which hasn't been put out. You did release a solo album. You also co-wrote a still unreleased kids album and scored a couple of musicals. And I do want to talk about the musicals. How did you end up working on musicals?
Well, I interviewed and I got hired to write songs for a film horror musical, which then I wrote a couple songs on spec, and then it just kind of, you know, it like anything out here, it's always almost maybes.
So yeah, that in just, LA, you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so that just kind of languished in development. And, it, you know, as of right now, it's in development purgatory. And then the other project was actually based on a This American Life story.
Oh, really?
129 Cars, which I just heard on the radio the other day. It's about car salesmen in Long Island.
We're going to hear a clip of The Prettiest Song in the World from your new album next. And I was wondering if you could sort of talk about how writing for musicals filtered into writing this song.
I like what you did there. Mm-hmm. That song wouldn't have happened unless I had a musical, like I was trying to write musicals at the time. Like it definitely fed into it. I was literally trying to write the prettiest song in the world for someone I was dating at the time. And I didn't know how to end the song. And I walked out of my writing spot and I just like looked at the hills and they were on fire in the distance because there was a wildfire at the time. And
on fire.
There was literally a wildfire. And at night it looked like Lord of the Rings, you know. I didn't know how to end the song, so I figured I might as well just end it not knowing how to end the song.
Well, let's hear some of it right now.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of the prettiest song in the world from Man Man.
I wanted to write you the prettiest song in the world. But I got distracted. The wildfires over Burbank. I wanted to write you the prettiest song in the world. But I got distracted, so I didn't.
That was a bit of the prettiest song in the world from Man Man. It's on Man Man's new album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. I'm Rena Duras, speaking with Ryan Kattner of Man Man today on World Cafe. Let's talk about some of the musical elements on the album, because traditionally, Man Man has brought a lot of different sounds into the mix. I'm just going to list some of the instruments played by the band. Here we go. Piano, clavinet, Moog Little Fatty, sousaphone, saxophone, trumpet, French horn, flute, bass clarinet, drum set, euphonium, Fender jazz bass, Dan Electro baritone guitar, xylophone, marimba, melodica, and various percussive instruments, including pots and pans, toy noisemakers, Chinese funeral horns, spoons, smashing plates, and fireworks. First of all, you're the only original member of Man Man, so where do you find musicians who can play such an eclectic array of instruments?
It's not easy, but you know, it's first and foremost they have to be able to put up with me. that's like the most important thing. But I get pretty lucky, you know. Obviously, on this record especially, there's some very talented technical players, but I also go with vibe with people, like my buddy Kevin, or Mature Kevin as he's called on the liner notes. He played bass in my solo band, and after like 2 years of playing music with him, I was going to my writing space to write, and he was like, hey, should I bring my clarinet over? At that point, no idea he played clarinet. Didn't know it was his first instrument. So I made him on that day go and rent a bass clarinet, and so suddenly he's my woodwind player. And then he picked up trumpet and learned how to play trumpet for the band. And then he picked up marimba. Yeah. It's just like this... I appreciate the fearlessness of the players I play with. There's no hesitation to try something out, even if they don't know what they're doing. Because that's kind of like the story of my entire career.
Well, what's maybe the most unusual instrument that you used on this record?
We use a lot of found sounds and also field recordings. So we have the sound of a guillotine decapitating a head in there. We have the sound of a car crash.
Where can we hear the guillotine on the album?
It's at the end of Unsweet Meat.
Okay, I want to hear that really quickly. We're going to play just a tiny clip of that so we can get an idea of what that
it's
sounds like.
It's at the very end.
So that's the very end of Unsweet Meat from Man Man's new album, and you can hear a guillotine recording on there. I also want to talk about another track that has found recordings, Oyster Point. Could you tell us about the recordings we hear on Oyster Point?
Well, I went to go visit my mom, and she's always like giving me a hard time, like, you got to get some of this childhood stuff out of my house. So I was going through, and I found an old cassette tape, and I played it, and I had no idea what was on it, but I was like, oh, this could be cool. So I brought it back to L.A. with me. My mom lives in Massachusetts. And I popped it in, and it was magic. It was a version of me at 8 years old singing to my newly born brother, trying to... Maybe, I don't know if I was trying to keep him from crying or trying to make him cry. But I was singing, I sang a Bruce Springsteen cover to him. I sang a Stevie Wonder cover. And then I like hummed this little melody. And I like that melody so much that I put it at the beginning of the song. And so at the beginning of the song, that's an 8-year-old me singing, da 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 da. I think that's what it is. And at the end of the song, When you're on tour, you do funny things. And whenever we're on tour, we'll see, I wonder if there's a sousaphone in Denver we can buy. Or we were up in the Bay Area and we saw that there was a bass clarinet for sale. And it sounded questionable, but we went anyway. And I decided to record the interaction on my phone of us trying to buy this busted bass clarinet. And so, like, Kevin's playing the bass clarinet, and it's terrible. And now he's like, and so the guy who was trying to sell it to us, he's on the recording. Oh, it's beautiful. It was too magical a moment not to, you know, well, save.
The song is under 30 seconds long, so let's just hear the whole thing right now. Yeah. This is Oyster Point from Man Man.
Oh. Oh, they're beautiful, isn't it? What a sound.
There you go. That was Oyster Point, a quick interlude on Man Man's new album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. Today on World Cafe, Man Man founder Ryan Kattner is my guest. So that song featured you as an 8-year-old, not the only guest vocalist on this album. There's a name on here people might recognize, Rebecca Black. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, where do I know Rebecca Black from? It might be this. So that's Rebecca Black's song, Friday. It was a viral sensation back in 2011. So Ryan, what is the story? How did you meet Rebecca?
Randomly went to go see a friend play at this venue called Hotel Cafe here in Los Angeles. She played, and then afterwards, Rebecca Black played. And I thought she was incredible. Like, I obviously, like most of the world, I hadn't seen her since that viral song, which I thought was fine.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It's like she's a little kid and like she didn't even write the song.
So wait, before you keep going, did you know that it was the same Rebecca Black when you had gone to this show? Were you like, oh, Rebecca Black, there must be some new singer-songwriter? Or was it, this is the Rebecca Black?
I just didn't even think about it.
Right.
And I was just watching her perform. I was like, wow, she's incredible. I wonder if she would open up for us. So we went up to her and we just asked if she'd go on tour with us. And she did. And she was great. And, you know, I just knew our fans would connect with her because her voice is incredible and she like writes great pop songs. I mean, she, you know, I don't know. And just her, she's such a strong person. You know, anyone who can like power through the universe bullying them at like 13 or 11 or however she was. And I was struck, but just by her bravery and just she doesn't care. She's going to do what she does. And I wouldn't bring someone out on tour if they weren't great. And so I wanted to get her on the record. And unfortunately, the record was pretty much almost done by that point. But so we were able to bring her in for like a couple little spots on songs, and that was nice. So maybe the next record, have more Rebecca.
We're going to hear a song that she sings on with you from the new record right now. What can you tell us about On the Mend?
It's a song of our times. It's about dealing with loss and moving on, recuperating and moving on.
Let's hear it. It's On the Mend from Man Man on World Cafe.
And oh, I see your heart is on the mend again. How did it happen? It should have been different this time. You thought you'd gone and found the one who'd come along and fix it all, but that's just a song you heard.
That was Man Man with On the Mend, featuring guest vocals from Rebecca Black. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined today by Ryan Kattner of Man Man, talking about their new album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. I talked to a lot of different songwriters on the show, and they all have a unique way of working. How do you write?
It sucks. It's such a laborious process. You know, when I'm writing a record, it usually takes me a while for me to understand what the record is about, like what's going to tie this whole thing together. And when I wrote On the Mend, I just knew immediately, this is the song. I feel like I have a record finally. And I mean, I have friends who write every single day, and I screw those friends, man. I can't do that. I wish I could. When I'm focused on trying to write a record, I kind of took a page out of Nick Cave's book, where I just go into a space and I treat it like it's a job. And I try to spend, you know, 8 hours there with a piano. And unfortunately for me, I write the melody and the words at the same time, so that's even slower. And then as the song starts to come into focus, because when I start writing a song, I have no idea what I'm going to write about. And when it starts to make sense to me, I write out the lyrics and then I put them up on the wall. I tape them to the wall. And then it slowly kind of comes together. But then if you just walk into my writing space and you don't know me, I just look like a crazy person.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm picturing like a conspiracy kind of, you know, post-its on the wall with strings and pins.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like that. And there's like revisions. I've scratched out lines. I've taped up another piece of paper to cover lines that I don't have anymore. In the past, I used to not write anything down. And I would do that technique because I tell myself, if I come in here tomorrow and I don't remember the words or the melody, how can I expect anyone to remember them? But as you get older and your brain cells start dying off, you have to start writing things down.
Fair enough, I think. I'm talking to Ryan Kattner of Man Man on Rolled Cafe today. You know, there's kind of a fun chaos, kind of even your songwriting process, the way you talk about it, some of the unexpected guests like Rebecca Black, the Found Audio. That chaos kind of makes sense because you've called your music apocalyptic pop. And I was wondering if you could elaborate on that term. What does that mean to you?
It's kind of, you know, for some reason we still remain a cult band, even though I think our songs are as catchy as anything there is out there. So I always joke that I guess it'll make sense someday when the world ends and you come across like that melted jukebox and some Fallout landscape.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you because you've been working on this album for so long and it does seem weirdly appropriate to release it into this moment. Like, how does it feel to release music into a world that you could never predicted that it would be so appropriate?
I mean, career-wise, it's absolutely devastating putting out an album right now. It might be ruinous, actually, for us just because we're all unemployed and there's like very little PR to promote a record because no one has jobs anymore. But as far as being on brand with what I do, it's like 100% on brand. And when we had the option to push back the record, I didn't want to because I feel like right now more than ever people need music. And I think that this album, I mean, it was kind of what I was going through at the time, but I feel it's a very timely record.
We're going to play one more song. And it sounds like you're singing in this song about someone having a bit of a meltdown. It's called Future Peg. What were you thinking about when you wrote this?
This is actually the oldest song on the record. I wrote this song in probably 2015. And I might have been going through a minor meltdown.
So it could be loosely based on reality.
Yeah. They're all loosely based on me.
This is Future Peg. It's Man Man on World Cafe.
Don't beat around the bush again. Your heart is bursting. Don't beat around the bush again.
Is very, very catchy. That's Future Peg from Man Man, their new album Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. I've been talking to Ryan Kattner of Man Man. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh yeah, this has been awesome. I really appreciate it.
I'm Rena Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.